Of Shlomo Weisbart.
Okay, everybody, signing you all. Quick recap. Quick recap on what we said last night, everybody saying? A quick recap. Right, and we said, we were speaking about last night, we were speaking about, oh, sun tanning, that's right. Going in the sun, sun tanning. So what did we say? Oh, it's a lively lot tonight, it's a holiday spirit. Oh. Right, I've always said. So we spoke about the sun tanning. So we spoke about, first of all, putting lotion on first, yeah? Before you go into the sun, put cream on. Cream is a problem in my ass, and I said that should be avoided. But a liquid, like a, you can get a runny liquid that you can put on. That's mutter to put on before, or spray. That is all mutter to do, to put on before you go into the sun. Then going in the sun itself, we said, that was a question, because what happens is, if you're going in a nice hot sun, you want to colour yourself. You want to do tzeveya, really. What you're doing is you're colouring yourself, so you're doing the iss of tzeveya. So that is a question, whether there's iss of tzeveya in this way. Not a lot of people were happy this last yesterday. I hear people telling that it's not really called a maisa, you're just putting yourself in the position. Dein Weiss does speak about this, sorry? Yeah, Dein Weiss, we said yesterday, says that sitting in the sun, putting yourself in a deck chair, is a maisa. And that is an issa. It's a chiddush, the maisa, but that's what he's taking, and therefore to sit in the sun according to him is also. Others are more makel. So the Oz Nidbru, I think it was yesterday, Shmuel Shabbos L'Chosa, I said yesterday, the Shmuel Shabbos L'Chosa, just by the way, he's talking about these photochromatic lenses, which change colour. And he says he's going in the street with that. He speaks about it being mutter. He says, just in the horror at the bottom, he says it's like sitting in the sun. So it looks like Shlomo Zalman had that was mutter. So it's a machlokes whether one can sit in the sun with intent to colour oneself. That's the problem. That kuli amaloi pligi, that everyone agrees, if a person's walking in the street, going from one place to the other, it's a boiling hot day, and he knows he's going to get hot, but he's not doing it for that reason. It's a psik reish, loi nichalei kubi, loi ichbaslei, you've got various factors there, that makes it mutter. We're talking about, the whole shayla that we're talking about, is a person decorates himself, especially to go in the sun. Yeah, he's got he goes in his shorts or whatever. I mean, it's not really the spirit of Shabbos, but he's supposed to sit himself in the sun. He's got a nice villa in Italy or wherever it is, and it's a nice hot day. And he wants to sit there to get some nice sun. He wants to come home and tell everyone where he's been. That's what he wants to do. So in such a case there, that is where there's a machlokes, if one is allowed to do that or not on Shabbos. Then we spoke about yesterday, also very interesting, is someone did sit in the sun. He followed the opinion that he allowed to. He was makel. Or he had a long walk and he got caught in the sun, he's got a big sunburn. So that we said also interesting there, now a person's got a sunburn. What can he do now? So a sunburn is a problem, it's painful. So to take cream to put on is l'chayr and issa refuah. Besides the issa, cream itself is mamareach, yeah, smoothing out. There's no heads of that. But let's say you can get something which is runny, a runny lotion, for example, which is not going to be smeared. Can you put that on Shabbos? L'chayr, once a person's got sunburn, there's an issa of refuah. It depends, we said yesterday, how bad the sunburn is. If it's just a makush ba'alma, it's very slight, and pasha, there's no heta to any cream at all. Yeah, that's not enough of a heta. You can run out under cold water. There's nothing wrong with that. Mekush ba'alma. If a person's got, it's more painful, it's mixas choli, it's distressing for him, it's not mummy stakon, it's not mummy's pain, but it's not out of action because of it, then you can ask a non-Jew to put some cream on for you. And we said, if a person is a choli kol aguf from it, he becomes confined to bed, mummy's a bad sunburn, which I've seen happen to people, you know, they didn't realize that the sun was so strong, and it only comes out afterwards, it's very, very painful, and the mice, they can't wait until Shabbos, they're very schwach, they're not mummy's going to bed now, either they are going to bed, or they could go to bed, it's not really worth it, but they're in a matzah where it's called a choli kol aguf. Then we said, yes, a person can take a refuah on Shabbos. So you can either, what you can do is, you can either put a runny lotion on, which is no problem, or we said he can dab cream on. It's also chiddush. He's allowed to do it with shinui. He puts cream on the certain areas which are affected. Then we spoke about the toilets, what we're going to talk about again, but vice versa, what we said about the toilets was that we said the toilets can be sometimes problematic with a problem of tzvia. Basically, what we were machalic with yesterday was Now, if it's in the rim itself, that's called a Meissebi Yadayim. That's much worse. When you flush the chain, it's a coloured one. So when you flush the chain, the water gets coloured. And I tell you, you ask your wives, most people tell you that they want the colour in the toilet. Yeah, that's why they sell it with the colour. And the fact that they've got a colour to it is that people want it with a colour, and therefore that's a shayla of tzvia if it's under the rim. In the cistern itself is a groma, it's indirect, so we said it was more makel. But really, one should avoid all situations. Ideally, one should take it out before Shabbos. If one didn't take it out before Shabbos, so in the cistern, we said one could be makel. Under the rim, so one should try and take it out on Shabbos itself. I'll say it's a very messy job. If you ever get caught in this, it's very, very tricky. So either you take it out yourself, you do it with a shin, because Pashtus Mukhsa, if you can't do it, you can take it out directly with Mekel to take on Scott dedication on the Issa, Bechulu. And finally, we finished off with the Issa of Moili Dereach. We said even in a case where there's no colour, it's just a nice smelling block, there's also an issue there with an Issa of Moili Dereach on Shabbos, whether that's allowed. So we said that's a bit of a question. An efresh is not scenting anything, you're scenting the air. There's no mamoshes. Yeah, there's no mamoshes. Here, the water you've got in front of you, tangible water, which you've scented.
You're scenting the air, you're scenting the water.
That's what I said. You're coming up with a teretz already. You're one step ahead of me. Now, I said to you, Lechaira Pashtus, many people hold a problem of Moili Dereach in the water or the toilet. When you flash the chain, even if it's colourless, the problem is that you're going to scent the water, which is the problem of Moili Dereach, which is Pashtus the problem. We just said yesterday that the Orcha Shabbos, who we're following over here, he tagged us as a Chiddush. He said he's phoned the factory up or wherever it is, and he says that he's found after investigations that the block doesn't actually scent the water. That's not really the purpose of it. He said what happens is normally is that the block, after it hasn't been used for a while, it gets dried up. So the water just comes over it, makes it wet, and that lets the vapour come out. It's a chiddush, I must say. It's a chiddush. That's what I want to suggest. Okay, let's move on. Oh, I didn't really take so long. Why what?
Why is
that not? No, has to sense something. You have to sense an item. Just the air, not Moili Dereach. Okay, everybody, so I'm going to move on. What's the next stage? Oh, sensor lights. Okay, that's a very interesting question about sensor light. What?
Fridge light.
Kind of fridge lights. Does it start with fridge lights or sensor lights? How do we start? Fridge lights. Okay, you want to start with fridge lights. I must say, many years ago, I brought a new, it was an insurance claim, so we got a new freezer. The make was Lever, I think it's called. It's a very good make. So I phoned up the company to find out, in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, what you can do. So I phoned up the company, there's a woman who picked up the phone, a very nice woman on the phone, and I said to her, I wonder if you can help me, I'd like to speak to technical support. So she says, yes, I can put you through, sir. She says, can I help you, maybe? I said, no, I'll tell you, I've got a bit of a question about how the motor works and everything. I just want to ask something in technical support. So she says to me, it's a good thing I was sitting down, actually, I must tell you. She says to me, do you want to know for regards to Shabbos, she says to me. I said, what? She says, do you want to know with regards to Shabbos? I said, yeah, actually, I do, actually. She said, well, it's very simple. You get yourself a magnet, she says to me, and you put it on a certain place there, that should be no problem at all. I don't know what she was. I said, I was so shocked, I didn't know what to say. I said, that's very nice of you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I was very polite. I said, thank you. It's very helpful. But is it possible to speak to technical support? So she said, yeah, no problem. She put me through. And wonder of wonders, the technical support said to me the same answer. That's a chiddush in itself, normally. Normally, you got in the same company, two people saying the same thing, as mamish a chiddush. But the Maisa, they both said the same thing. And without getting too many complications, what happens is very interesting. It's very, very interesting. What happens is when many of the freezers, certainly, fridges are also like that now. This is what she was very helpful, actually. When I remember I asked her, she said to me, what happens is when you open the freezer door, if you're quiet for a bit, it's a bit quieter than now, isn't it? Well, like that. You're practicing very well, very good. If you're as quiet as this, and you open your freezer door, you'll often hear a stop, like a motor or something, a fan, which stops as you open the door. What happens, I said to her, why is that happening? It used to be in my days when I was a little kid, it used to be the other way around. When you open the door, the motor went on. Now, I said in Pickhurst, they've decided to make it that the motor stops. So I asked this woman, she was very helpful, I said to her, why is it the motor stops? She said to me, after intensive search, whatever it is, they've realised that a lot of warm air goes into the machine when the door's open. So why should the machine work when there's warm air going in? So rather they cut off the machine, and the machine stops itself, and therefore that way it's not wasting its time. Yeah? But kids, to cut the story short, what they do is, the Meissa, that very often in these machines, and freezers very often, the motor stops as soon as you open the door. and the light goes on often when you open the door. These are issues which are problematic. Obviously on Shabbos one mustn't do that. So generally, what you can do is you can deactivate the service. And by how do you deactivate it? You put a magnet. It's very hard to explain where you put the magnet. I can't tell you where it is because you have to find it yourself. You have to put a magnet you can buy. I should have shares with these people who sell these magnets, actually. But then you can buy a certain magnet which actually works normally to help stop. It makes it that the motor runs continually. You can, even when you open the door, you'll hear that the motor doesn't stop. So that way you've achieved what you're supposed to do. That is very good, but this magnet you can't buy anywhere. Actually, I must say, I did speak to someone now on Shabbos, I was speaking to someone, and he said to me he had this problem on holiday, and he bought a normal magnet and he did it. I've tried it with a normal magnet, I didn't find it worked with a normal magnet. That's a very strong magnet, very strong magnet. He said it managed to work. Whether maybe he had blocked ears, I don't know. Probably he didn't hear what was going on. But the mice, he said it was all right. So wherever it is, the mice said you need to have some sort of magnet or something to deactivate it. If you haven't got this problem on your fridge, then there's no problem. But I'm talking about it's very common. This problem is very common. New appliances is very common. Hopefully all of you are going to a nice holiday place. You're not going to one of these old places, you're going to one of these modern places. So it's very likely they've got these things over there which are problematic. So I said to him, he gave me a good answer. I said, the mice you put a magnet on. But he said, what happens if you've got no magnet there? What do you do? Oh, you all suck. They say the bulb out, but it doesn't help with the fan. So someone told me a good answer. No, you can't, the switch. The light switch won't stop the motor. You need to have a magnet on the part of the and it stops that as well? It stops the motor going as well? Try that, can't see if it stops. Yeah? Okay, very good. Okay, if you've got a switch that stops the motor, very good. I tell you, he gave me a very posh to eight, what he said. Mummy, I couldn't believe how simple eight is. He said he went to the shop to buy a tie switch. He bought himself a time switch, and he set the time switch, the marshal, let's say he's going to eat at 11 o'clock in the morning, so he had the time switch going. I don't really call it off on, but I might say he had the time switch set that the fridge and freezer go off, let's say, between 11 and 12. On holiday, you have a longer meal, 11 and 1, let's say. And you want to get ice cream at 11 and 1:30. All right? So you've got a bit of time there. You set the time switch to go on at certain times, so off or on. I don't know, you know what I mean. You got the idea, yeah? The time switch is set that the machine is completely off when you want to go into it. That's a very posh ATA, a very simple ATA. It's a few pounds. You buy yourself a time switch. You can buy that almost anywhere, in Italy, Spain, anywhere you want. If you've gone to a place where you haven't got time switches, you should change your holiday place, I think. All right? You take a spare. Those people who go to these places normally take spare plugs, whatever. That's a very simulator. The light also, our boy says, a problem. It's also one to check the lighting. Very often the light bulbs left, especially in these places that go in, leave the light bulbs in. So you have to stop the light bulb. If a person realizes on Shabbos, he's made Shabbos, he goes to his fridge, and before he opens the fridge, or even after he's opened the fridge, he realizes the bulb on, the light's on. What do you do? So let's say, before he's opened it, what you can do is you ask a goy. You're allowed to ask a non-Jew to open the fridge door for you. That's a sick ratio of Amir al-Akum, that is mutter. That's a big question, actually. I did go into this once. That's a good question. Can you take the light bulb out? Yeah, not you. You can't take it out. Yeah, the question, can you ask the goy to take a light bulb out? It's a good question. The chayre is better to ask the goy to open the fridge every time and close every time, but sometimes not so practical. So I didn't check it up this time again. As far as I remember, someone said it's very difficult to find the goy every time to open and close the fridge. It's possible, I've got to check it out. Don't rely on this for the time being. Make sure you take your light bulb out. If it does happen, it's possible, there's a suggestion that maybe a person could ask a non-Jew to take a light bulb out. Relying on Shusha, Rachel, the might be allowed to ask them straight out. Yeah. The kids, that's the light bulb itself.
Could you open the door yourself?
No.
What do you do that?
No, because the light's going to go on. Huh? The light's going to go on. You can't open the door. You open the door, you're going to set the light on. You've got no headset to open the door because the light's going to go on. So that's not. What?
It's not the side. You open your door, you get inside. You want the door open. I think the light's on.
Yeah, but that's what you do. One action is completely mutter. Here, you know it's going to happen. It's much worse, this case. Yeah, first that side case is not posh. The mice should have noticed us here. No, it's not really that. The kids, that is case number one. The case number two, which comes off from, is also very similar to this case. And that is a very similar case to this over here with the fridges and freezers, is also lights, sensor lights. This is also a very big problem on holidays. People go on holidays, and the mice, very often they've got lights that go on when you walk past into the pathway. So normally, many possible makers, when we walk in the street and the lights go on as we're walking past the street, various reasons why it's mutter, but most basic why it's mutter is loy nichale. You don't want it at all. It's most people are not intending for it at all, and therefore that's one of the basic attaining why it's mutter. You don't have to know why, but the maaser, that's one of the basic attaining. When you come into your block of flats or you come into your pathway and you want to be able to see your front door, you've got a major problem there, because there it's nichle. So this whole heter falls away. That's much worse. So there one has to try and sort something out before Shabbos that this problem doesn't arise. If one does have this problem, then one could ask a non-Jew to walk in front of you, specific ratio again, the goy sets it off, and then you can follow him and open it. Barring that, you ask a good rabbi what to do. All right, if you haven't got either of those eight, that's more problematic. And the best thing to do is before Shabbos, obviously, to cover up the sensor light, the sensor, where it's not going to go off. But if one is mummy stuck on Shabbos, very, very b'shabbos, I don't mean like say this, one should ask a rov what to do. It's not poshut what heter one can find in such a case, because very often it's nichle. You need to see where you're going. So that heter there, One other thing I forgot to say about the fridge freezers, I'm not sure why the advisors, many poshut say when you've got a digital display, which when you open the door, often the numbers on the front change colour, change numbers. Yeah, all that. So the meister, many possible things, in such a case, one should cover that. One should make it like low nichele at all. You get nothing out of it. Therefore, one should put like some sensitive, not sensitive, like a piece of something over it, a material over it, or something over it that you don't get any benefit from it whatsoever. Yeah, it's true. It's a chiddush, but it's all low nichele. This is really low nichele. Yeah, it's not ideal. You're right. It's not ideal. Yeah.
Isn't enough to cover the lights that change color? You have to cover the sensor which changes these colors.
Everything should be covered, really. Everything should be covered. Nothing should go off, really. Nothing should be able to go off. Okay. What else is there? We've got these Shabbos, walking with sensors, yeah. One other thing which is also very relevant, also, now two things really. One is that the water system in some of these places is sometimes, you go in a low place or a high place, is a water pressure which is activated when you turn on your water, there's a pump that goes on. That's also a serious problem on Shabbos, that pump that's activated. One has to be careful, sort this out. I mean, there are eitzes as well how to get around this. I'm not sure your landlord's going to be so happy with you, so you have to ask your rabbi what to do, yeah? How you can get around this. Another important thing I want to speak about is blow-up beds. That's also a very interesting question. So someone wants to blow up a bed on what do you call it? You're wondering where I'm going on holiday, I can see. So you go, we're going to the hotels over here, who's blowing up beds? Well, some people go on blow-up beds, okay? Some people have got blow-up beds, so they want to know, can you blow up one of these inflatable beds?
Inflatable mattress,
yeah. Inflatable mattress on... are you allowed to blow up on Shabbos? What? Yeah, are you allowed to blow that up on Shabbos?
That's it.
Yeah. Right, so there's an interesting question here. This is Makhluk's Dain Weiss and Shlomo Zalman. Dain Weiss tells us that we know, for example, a cushion where the feathers came out, so it's offered to put new... You're having a good time getting out. Where the feathers came out, you're allowed to put the same feathers back into the cushion. New feathers you can't put back into the cushion. So says Dain Weiss, who are then with a blow up, what's it, inflatable beds, the air that's come out, you can't put new air in, it's a new thing. So Dain Weiss says, Lemaisa, there's a problem to blow up one of these inflatable beds on Shabbos. Others are heard of. Shlomo Zalman says that air is all the same. There's no chilek between different sorts of air. Air is called one thing.
How are we going to
build it up in
Shabbos? You can't do
the machine. And the old, good old fashioned way. You'll need a holiday after that, I tell you. You'll sleep well after that, I tell you, on the blow up bed. Well, let me just say.
Why are you allowed to breathe? You're taking fresh air all the time.
Yeah, but it's not that's wrong. Here you're blowing something up. The only shaila that some people say is when it comes to a hard ball, where you make it very, very firm, some people say that's much worse. That could be a shaila makapati. You made something firm, you've created something firm, that could be worse than these inflatable beds. So these inflatable beds are the machlokes, Dain Weiss, and Shlomo Zalman. Let me make a quick resume of what we said. So we started off with, why do we start? We start with the fridges and freezers. So one has to be careful with the motor. The motor on the fridges and freezers, one has to be careful. Oh, it's a hard night tonight. I think I need a good holiday after this night. It's fridges and freezers where it's got a motor which is activated, which either goes off normally when you open the door. One has to be careful. One has to switch. Make sure it's deactivated before Shabbos comes in. If one can't do it, one should buy oneself a time switch and arrange it in such a way that when he wants to open the fridge freezer, does not have this problem. That's number one. Fridge freezer. The LED display should be covered over. What else is there? The light, obviously, the bulb should be taken out. And that's the thing. The normal sense of light that a person goes past, I'll say normally when you walk in the street, there's many possible on Mekel, but when it comes to your own place where you want to go to, that's much more common. It's Nichele very often, and therefore that is one should be careful about. One should make sure that it's either deactivated or you put something over it to make sure it doesn't go. And then we spoke about these blow-up beds, these inflatable beds. It looks like it's a machlokes aposkim, whether one can reinflate it, because it was done before, it's been done once before. That's clog. We're talking about it. It's not brand new from Argus. It's not from scratch. It's not the first time it's been blown up. Anything that the whole head is placed where it's once been done. So the Maaser of Shlomo Zalman says if it's once been done, so putting air in again is like any air. It's the same air you put it back in again. That's mutter. The chol to start it for the first time. That's the chol shouldn't be done. So try it. Your inflatable beds before Shabbos. Have a nice holiday, everyone. Rabbi Yisrael. And don't forget a postcard. All right.